Love Talk Radio.
And if you haven't tried him, you ought to. He's just that
triumph, you will never realize how good he is. The fact that I'm standing here today is a testimony to an awesome God. I should be dead. I was sick. My mama's here. I was sick when I was a baby. The doctor said she's not going to make it through the night. Well, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I bet if I ask you, you can say the same thing. Some doctor said, some boss said, somebody said I wasn't going to do it. But look at me now. God's grace kept me. His peace helped me. His hope brought me through it all. And that's what it's about when we praise him. There's a great exchange. Is free. song of deliverance.
Song of deliverance.
He'll give you a song of deliverance.
Song of deliverance.
Song in the night.
Song of deliverance.
Weeping may endure for a night.
Song of deliverance.
But joy comes in the morning.
Song of
deliverance. Your joy comes in the morning.
Song of deliverance.
You don't have to worry.
Song of deliverance.
Just sing a song of deliverance. Your deliverance is in your song. It's in your worship. It's in your praise. Yeah. Songs of deliverance.
Songs of deliverance.
Mm. His joy, my strength. His grace.
Praise God, praise God. You are listening to God's favorites coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Praise God. We just want to praise the Lord. Call someone and tell them to tune in. You know, God say, come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise. First give him all the honor. First give him all the glory. Ask the Lord to create in you a clean heart. Change my heart, O Lord. God want us broken, yet. Take me as I am. praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to change your heart. You know, we have to come before Him. We have to come before Him, asking Him for forgiveness of our sins. Praise God. Take me as I am. Enter into His presence with thanksgiving and praise and honor and adoration unto Him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Create in me, Lord. Create in me. Oh, God can do anything but fail tonight. Yes, He can. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, He told us to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is reaching out to us at all times. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And He calls us. He calls us. He bids us. He bids us to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you. Ask God to change you. Change you. You know, we have to learn how to deal with ourselves. Before we can look at anything else, just ask God to do His perfect work in us. Praise God. Praise God. I want a clean heart. Because God said in His word, this old heart is desperately wicked. They got a lot of stuff in there, and I want Him to clean me and change me. Praise God. I need you, Lord. I need you. Every hour, every day, every second, every minute. I know I need Him. I don't know about you. Whatever's wrong in me. Make me right, Lord. Make me right, Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I just want to be right before you, Lord God. Oh, you ought to cry out to the Lord tonight. God is calling. God is speaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need the Lord. I need Him. Yes, yes, yes. To change me. Change me from my, from this day's sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Change my heart. Change my heart. That's what David did. He cried out to the Lord. He said, Lord, change my heart, O God. You know the reins of it. You know everything about me, Lord. Renew a right spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 My heart is breaking. Make yourself open to the Lord. Look, take a good look. Take a good look at yourself. You know, many times people don't want to look at themselves. They want to see all the good about them, and they don't want to see the wrong. But you need to see you. Praise God. Let us pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us, oh God. We bow before you this afternoon, God. You have granted us this time, God, where we can ask for forgiveness again, God. You have granted us this time, God, that we can come before you, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Here we, Lord. Don't cast me away, oh God. Father, search my heart. Oh God, if you see any wicked way in me, God, take it out and cleanse me, God. Father, touch your people tonight, God, in every way, God, where they stand, whatever they stand in need of, God. Lord, touch your God. You knows, God. You knows every pain, every hurt. Oh, God, every trial, everything that they're going through, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God. They may be going through a serious marital problem, Lord. But tonight, God, you can heal, God. They may be going through a difficult time, oh, God, with children, God. Oh, God, but I know, God, you can ease the pain, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we don't come in no other name, God, but your name, God. Because in your name, oh, God,
there's healing, there's power. God, there's freedom. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, ah, God, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we don't know anybody that can fix it but you, because, God, we know that you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Oh, yes, Lord God. God, you can do anything but fail, God. God, where man might try to fix us, he may fail, God. But, God, you won't fail us, God. And, God, we look to you, God. We look to you, God, for help, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, wash us now. Wash us. Wash us, oh, God. Oh, your blood was shed for us, God. Oh, your body was broken for us, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, do it in us. Do it. Do it, do it, do it, God. I can't do it, God. I can't do it, God. But you can, God. Oh, God. Can you ever get good? He said, there is none good but the Father. Oh, praise God. Oh, if you say you don't have no sin, you're a liar. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Our Father have already told us, so we have to come to him daily. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And you said in everything to give thanks, but this is the will that concerneth you. Thank you, Father, for being our Father. Thank you, Father, that we can come to you. Thank you, Father, that, God, you have shed your blood for us. Thank you, Father, God, that you're seated on the right hand making intercession of the Father for us. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Father, that we can come to you. Thank you that you calls us. Thank you that you knows us by name, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you said you will withhold no good thing from us if we walk upright. But God, we desire, oh God, to be like you, God. Yes, God, we desire, oh God, oh, because you told us to taste and see, God, that you are good. So we desire, oh God, for a manifestation of the Spirit. Oh God, daily, God. God, oh God, we want to be washed daily, oh God, and from our sins, oh God. Yes, God, I love you, Lord. Oh God, touch your people tonight, God. Oh, Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are so good. You are so good and so kind to us, God. You have done more for us than we ever deserved, God. Oh, God, thank you. When you hung on that old cross, God, yes, you did, God. Oh, if it wasn't for the cross of Calvary, oh, where would we be? Where would we be? Oh, God, thank you. But you paid an awesome price for us. Yes, Lord God. And, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We come with thanksgiving because you tells us to, God. We come in worship because you told us to, God. You created us too, oh God. And Lord, we humble ourselves as we come in worship and praise to you, Lord God. We humble ourselves before you. We, oh God, bow, oh God, in your presence and say thank you. Thank you, mighty God, awesome God, almighty God, oh God, God our Savior, our Savior. Oh, you are our Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, I pray that you have had a good day today. Praise God. Yes, God is good. Oh, I pray that you have been before the Master today in your church service or wherever you are at home. Praise God. But God has just truly blessed. Praise God. And thank you for being on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, God, oh, God is so good. Yes, God is just blessing you. I know he is. He's blessing you in ways that you think not. And he's going to give his good pleasure to you. Yes, 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 yes. That's the type of God we serve. He's reaching out to you. He's reaching out to bless you. It's his desire to bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are his children. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And oh, as we look unto him, who is the author and the finisher of our lives, God helps us to be what he wants us to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Things may look dim right now, but he brings us through it. Praise God. Things may be all in a turmoil right now, but guess what? At the end, we win. We are winners in Christ Jesus. Yes, we are. Yes, we are not losers. It may seem like the devil has got the best, but no, he don't, because God brings us through every trial. Every trial. Yes, isn't that awesome? If you really take a good look at it, take a good look at the picture. God brings us through every time. Every time we go through a struggle, God brings us through. He's God Almighty. He's God all in himself. He's God. Praise God. There is no one like him. Praise God. And who do else we want to serve? No one but Jesus. He has given us that name to use. And he said, in that name, there is power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, and then I'll be right back with you to share the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Biden.
Thank you, our pastor and evangelist Vivian George. This is God's favorite radio program featuring pastor evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. On Sunday nights at 7 o'clock and on Friday nights at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio program. Be a great listener. Call this number, 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you would like to give a praise report or you would like to do a request, and we will let you speak with our dear pastor, and she will take that prayer request or that praise report onto the throne of the Lord. Tonight we have special prayer for a dear sister of ours that went on to be with the Lord this week. Just yesterday, Sister Florinda has been a great supporter and a great helper, and she just went to be with the Lord. The Lord just took her after having a nice dinner with her family. And also, we want to pray for Benita's family and the Matador family. Also want to pray for our dear pastor, Vivian George. She has had a death in her family also this week. Yes, that is hard. I myself have had a death in the family this week. It was a distant cousin of my grandmother's. And she lived to be almost 100, just 18 days before her 100th birthday. She went to be with the Lord. And she, too, went suddenly. She just told her daughter, she says, I don't feel good. I'm going to lie down. And she went and she lied down, and she was with Jesus. Isn't that wonderful that we know our family can go to our Father, and he can welcome them home? Yes, death is hard. It's rough. We can't accept it. We question God many times ourselves. Why did this have to happen? But when we know that they will be going to meet their Creator, their Master in the air, and live with him in heaven forevermore, we can accept it. We can praise God, and we can thank God for giving us that resurrection power to overcome death. Our prayer request tonight is for many of our friends has blood pressure problems. Many of them has kidney disease. Many of them has heart problems. Our eyes, epilepsy, back problems, brain tumors. But most of all, we have to pray for the salvation of our people. Pray for them. Yes, Mom and Dad, we know that son and daughter's behind those bars. That niece, that nephew is there. And we pray for you, and we pray for them also, that God will just go in there and turn their lives around. Many times when we're in situations that we can't help, we cry unto the Lord, and He answers our prayers. He lets us know. We do thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights, Victorious Living at 7 p.m. Isn't it wonderful that we can listen to God's Word? And Psalm 17:1, it has its title as An Old Person's Prayer. And you, Lord, is my protection. Never let me be ashamed, because you do what is right and save and rescue me. Listen to me and save me. Be my place of safety where I can always come. Give the command to save me, because you are my rock and my strong walled city. My God, save me from the power of the wicked and from the whole of evil and cruel people. Lord, you are my hope. Lord, I have trusted you since I was young. I have depended on you since I was born. You helped me even on the day of my birth. I will always praise you. I am an example to many people because you are my strong protection. I am always praising you all day long. I honor you. Do not reject me when I am old. Do not leave me when my strength is gone. My enemies make plans against me, and they meet together to kill me. They say, God has left him. Go after him and take him, because no one will save him. God, don't be far off. My God, hurry to help me. Let those who accuse me be ashamed and destroyed. Let those who are trying to hurt me be covered with shame and disgrace. But I will always have hope and will praise you more and more. I will tell how you do what is right. I will tell about your salvation all day long, even though it is more than I can tell. I will come and tell about your powerful works, Lord God. I will remind people that only you do what is right. Isn't that wonderful? Remind your friends this week that only God will do what is right. That is the lesson that we all have to learn. Yes, we make our mistakes, but God is always there. Yes, we die, but we have the assurance that He gives us victory over death. And He gives us a home eternally. Isn't it wonderful that we have a wonderful God that we can run to in the midst of storms, in the midst of heartaches? Yes. Glory be to God that we can call upon His name at any time. Thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program. The number again is 714-409-0578. Tell somebody about our Sunday night program and our Friday night program. And God will bless you. Remember to remind your friends that only you do what is right, and that is God. We love you and thank you for listening to God's Favorite Ministries. Pastor Vivian.
Thank you, Sister Biden. Thank you so much. Praise God, praise God. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the areas of complaints by wives against husbands. This week, I have been in ministry to women and about their husbands, how to treat their husbands, or whatever. Marriages are in the air. Marriages are being torn and battered. Marriages are being
going through serious divorces. I mean, I've talked to young, I've talked to middle-aged all this week. All this week has been, so I decided to go in there and talk, because this program really is about the entire family, and I try to cover every part of the family in this program in some kind of way during the month, praise God. And I usually venture out to sons, daughters, drugs, prison walls, hurts are in the family. I try to reach out to you in every way to teach you in every, touch every facet of our lives when it comes to the family, because our family is so being so battered and torn by the enemy. And it's the enemy. The enemy would love to get in there, steal, kill, and destroy. Praise God. But we have to really fight this good fight of faith and believe God for our children, for our husbands. Praise God. Because the devil, yes, the adversary, he comes in and he wants to cause havoc. He doesn't want you to have peace in your home. He doesn't want your children home serving the Lord. Praise God. So I'm going to talk about some of the complaints, and some of them I heard by wives this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Insufficient provision for the family. That includes money, food, and clothing. Now this week I talked to a lady, and she said, my husband is out ministering, and he doesn't have a job. He's on the street preaching, and he's not providing for the home. So what do you tell her? What do you tell a person when this person is going out there? He feels that God has called him to evangelism. Are we going to trust God? Or are we going to, we're going to believe God? Or I know one thing, we can stay with the word of God. And we're going to look at that in 1 Timothy 5 and 8. 1 Timothy 5 and 8 said, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So, the question is, if your husband is not providing as he should for the house, and you know the call that God has called him to, then you have to stand on the word of God. And he has to know that as well. But if you know truly God has called your husband to evangelism, and I think that you need to walk in it, you need to walk together and fulfill the purpose and the call where God is calling. Praise God. So that was a hard question. But the man felt like he's called. The wife feels like he needs to take care of the home. She's working. He's believing that he's gonna fulfill the purpose. Sometimes, in some instances, we have to have the faith to believe God. Praise God. In some instances, man needs to get a job. Flat out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Genesis 3:16. Praise God. Genesis 3:16 says, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now that's where this woman is that I talked to on last night. She got the children. She's taking care of the children.
but a husband is ruling over while he's out evangelizing. Praise God. Hard thing. Hard thing. But you know,
if it's God, God will provide. God showed me that and told me that long time ago. He said, if I send him, he'll be able to provide. And God did. So we have to sometimes know when it's God and walk by faith and believe God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Insufficient attention, communication, and concern. Insufficient attention. You don't get enough attention from your husband. He don't give you enough attention. He's too busy doing his own thing. He don't give you enough attention. I think a lot of women go through that. Yes. They want the attention. They want to communicate. We are made to talk. Lots of men don't like to talk. Look at Ephesians 5 and 19. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord.
If you don't have one that communicate with God and make yourself happy in Jesus. Praise God in psalms. And spirit, just dance before the Lord and be happy, be joyful in the Lord. Because everybody, all men, does not communicate. They are not communicators. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So we don't know what we're marrying sometime until we get it. And when we get it, we're sorry. God don't make no mistakes. God don't make, because see, you made promises. And you know I have taught you all how you make vows and how you have to keep those vows no matter what. Praise God. When you make those vows, you promise to go stay there through thick and thin. Praise God. You're going to ride this thing out. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3:7-8. Praise God. 3:7-8 said, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, I talked to another man, and I was trying to teach him last week on how to deal with the wife according to knowledge and how they ought to provide for the wife and how they're supposed to do, and he just didn't get it. And many of them don't. Giving honor unto the wife. You still got to honor her. I don't care if she's silly. Sometimes we have to get some silly wives. But giving honor to her, that's the way you got to love that wife and try to get to understand her, because you'll never understand her. The woman is just woman. Praise God. Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel and being heirs together. You still got to be an heir together, because God, when you married, you became one. Praise God. Of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And that's where our marriages are failing, because man is not trying to get along with the wife, and the Bible say, if not, their prayers are hindered. So why we don't have things going right in our home? Because not obedient to the word of God. You must know how to treat the wife. And if you don't, there will be chaos. Verse 8, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love is brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's deep. That is so deep. You know, I told someone today, I said, when my husband and I, when he's angry, with me because I said something, I done something. He would just sit over there and pout. And instead of being angry with him, I'd go over and kiss him. And sometimes I'd just kiss him and just ride him down on the sofa, just loving him up. See, we got to be obedient. Keep the enemy from coming in and causing havoc. You got to be aggressive and love. You just got to keep on loving. You got to keep on going like an ever-ready battery. I never wanted him to be angry, so I just had to love him through whatever he's going through, and he had to put up with me what I was going through, vice versa. Praise God. We have to know this word, and if we don't walk in the word, we won't know how to treat our husband and our wives. Because us wives can make some complaints against our husband. And I'm going to tell you, one time I told God, I was complaining. I said, God, this man, he did this. And he said, are you perfect? And I had to search myself. Are you perfect? I said, no, God. Well, how do you expect for him to be perfect? I said, oh, my God, I'm sorry. See, if you turn the light back on yourself and check yourself, then you'll realize you are not perfect, and he is imperfect. He's gonna have some flaws. You're gonna have some flaws. So you have to learn how to deal with each other and be as one. Praise God. You see how God wants to bring us into oneness? Praise God. Lack of appreciation for the labor and provisions made by the wife. 2 Timothy. Go over there to 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 2. Praise God. See, God got everything laid out for us if we just be obedient to the word. We need to be obedient to the word of God. Praise God. 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 2. Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You hear that? So we can expect these things to come upon the land because the word of God said it. Men is going to turn from their natural affection. How many wives we know that have lost their husband to homosexuality? And when you thought you had a good husband, praise God, perilous times are here when all kind of things will be happening, praise God. Leaving the disciplinary job only to the wife. Leaving the wife to do all, that's what I just mentioned earlier. Leaving all the work to the wife. That goes back to 1 Timothy 3 and 4. Look what 1 Timothy 3 and 4 says. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. We still got to train our children up in the way that God wants us to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Leaving all the disciplinary to the wife. Praise God. But we can press on. We can't give up. Praise God. Excessive demands for sex resulting to unwanted pregnancies and overbearing of children. 2 Timothy 3 and 4. We go back there to 2 Timothy 3 and 4. Praise God. And it said, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They're out having a good time. Praise God. These husbands is not even thinking about serving God. Love for extended family members. They got other children made out there. My God, how well do we know that? How well? Yes. That's hard. That's hard on a woman when she know her husband has went out there and made an extra family, which is not of God. Praise God. That is reasons for divorce. But we've known many that stayed and forgave, which is a good thing. If you can stay with your husband in these times and ask for God for forgiveness, and you can walk in forgiveness, it's an awesome thing. It's awesome. Look what Genesis 2:24-28 says. 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They shall be one. He is not supposed to have another family. Praise God. And they were both naked, the man and the wife, and were not ashamed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see where, did I read the right scripture there? Through 28. Praise God. But we see that, praise God, how man is to be one in the oneness, and woman in oneness with her husband, and husband with wife. That if we can get the family back together, then we, you know, I am teaching this message because we have so many children on the street. And why? Because the home is not intact. The home is out of order. The home is out of order. We don't, it's so much out of order with fighting in the home and drugs and everything that's going on in the home till the children are going wild. Mistrust on wife over monetary matters and the opposite sex relationship. Things are so bad. Things are going so rough. Until the wife can't trust the husband. She don't trust him. How many that you know, they had to pull out bank accounts separate from each other? Yeah. They have to, the wife got her bank account and the husband has his bank account. No longer can they have bank accounts. You think that's godly? That's because she can't trust her husband with the bank account because he's out there having a good time. Praise God. Oh, my God, y'all hear me tonight. Y'all hear me. I know so many people had to change their bank account. You got yours and I got mine. I file mine, you file your income tax. Because the home is out of order. Mistrust. 1 Peter 3:8-12. Let's go there. Let's go to 1 Peter 3:8-12. And it reads as thus. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful and courteous, not rending evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak is no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensure it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. You got to be righteous. And his ears are over their prayer. God's ears are over your prayers. But let the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God is saying if you do evil to one another, his face is against. See, many people are fighting in the flesh. Husband and wives, if they can only know how to fight in the spirit. I was glad when they made that movie that everybody went and saw. I thought it was a good thing. What was the name of it? Oh, I can't call it, but you know what I'm talking about. How you have to go into your secret closet and pray. Pray. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key to everything that Satan brings across our path, in our path, along our path. We have to run to Jesus. We have to learn how we have to fight. We don't fight with the flesh. And that's what happens to many husbands and wives. They are fighting in the flesh. They will never win. It will only escalate and get worse and worse because the devil is having their field day. Praise God. Hallelujah. No consultation with the wife before final decision making. I know of some people like that. The man think that he's so macho that he don't consult with the wife. He just do what he want to do. No minding the little things that matter in a woman's life. Oh, it don't matter to him. But we got to pray. We must pray. No caring about the spiritual well-being of the family. No, he's out there. And he's gone taking care of the physical thing. He don't have. He's not even spiritual. We have so much of it. Praise God. Not caring about seasonal provisions, gifts, and compliments. Oh, so many men, they not worried about a gift. They don't worry about giving any gifts. That's not their makeup. So, we know that God does care about those things. How many is out there on alcoholism, on drugs? How many? Oh, our world is messed up. They are all in the offices. Now, we find that so many is on drugs and serving us in our hierarchy. Alcoholism, drugs is invading our homes, selling out everything that we own, losing. That is not godly living, for sure. The devil is a liar. How many that we know that is out there gambling? Gambling off all everything that they can get their hands on. Their family's being shortened. If it's not the wife, it's the husband. If it's not the husband, it's the wife. Everything is going. So I pray that you, if you know of anyone, if you are going through this thing, pray, really pray, and ask God to help. It may be you that's going through a hard time and difficult time. God, but I know God will answer, and God will give back to you everything that the cankerworm have taken. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Well, I want to bless you before we leave tonight. Enjoyed this message, praise God. I hope you have enjoyed this message, praise God, because the devil, yes, he would love to tear up your heart as well. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he call on you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace this week. I pray blessings. You know God tells us to bless each other. And when I'm leaving off, I always try to bless you. May your home be blessed. May you never have a lack. I pray that you or your home will walk in the obedience of God and not fulfill the flesh. As long as you are fulfilling the flesh, it will never be what God wanted to be. But we are to walk in the Spirit. God made us spiritual beings as well. And he wants us to walk according to his purpose. God has a purpose for our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that purpose is to love in spite of. To love, to continue, let love win and rolling and keep on, let love roll on down the road. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just feel with it and you just love. Praise God. Good night. Have a good week.